Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Knowing Christ Ministries on Blog Talk Radio. In the past few months, we've discussed various topics relating to being rapture ready, from the need to repent to being a soldier in God's army and using the full armor of God that he gave to us as beloved children to protect us against the enemy, whose scripture tells us is not man, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wideness in the heavenly places. To reading and study, reading versus studying the Bible that we talked about last week. Now, in a lot of discussions with others on how to deal with daily life, with issues within the church and what a pastor might or might not preach, sometimes there's incontinuity among folks or even Christian postings and blogs that one might read. So the topic always comes up in a single phrase, you need to discern, or you need to be able to discern. And a lot of folks really don't know what discernment really means. So we're here to have a little discussion on that today. Charles Spurgeon is quoted as saying, discernment is not knowing the difference between right and wrong. It is knowing the difference between right and almost right. So how else can we define discernment? Well, particularly from a Christian standpoint, because this is exactly where Satan can get at you with other Christians and in the church with his manipulations and twisting of what's been said, what's been written by God, and what Jesus really did say. Because, again, we're trying to differentiate and discern between what's right and what's almost right. Tim Challey's book, The Discipline of Spiritual Discernment, which is actually a very good book that I've ordered, he offers a long and a short definition of Christian discernment. The long definition on page 53 of his book is, discernment is a process of prayerful reflection which leads a person or community to understanding of God's call at a given time or in a particular circumstance of life. It involves listening to God in all the ways God communicates with us in prayer, in the scriptures, through the church and the world, in personal experience, and in other people. And then his short definition is, discernment is the skill of understanding and applying God's word with the purpose of separating truth from error and right from wrong. In short, discernment is knowing that which is truly from God and that which is not. Let me repeat that. To me, discernment is knowing that which is truly from God and that which is not. Now, Kevin DeYoung wrote an excellent article that I'm going to quote from, and it builds on 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 6 through 9, which warn against the folly of false teaching, and even worse, the folly of believing that false teaching. So what does 2 Timothy 3, verse 6 through 9 read? For those of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women loaded down with sin, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. I really, really like that part. Verse 7, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what happens when you don't discern. So also quoting DeYoung, we can guard against false teaching, and what are some of the things that we can do to discern whether something is God's truth or man's or Satan's manipulation, and more importantly, how do we go about recognizing it? Again, it's all training in discernment. And DeYoung's article goes on, and the way it does actually reminds me of Jeff Foxworthy's You Might Be a Redneck If, you know, and you know, having more lawn ornaments rusted out vehicles on your front lawn than you have in your garage or something like that. You might be a redneck. Anyway, so DeYoung offers 15 various suggestions on how to recognize when you need to employ your Christian discernment. And to me, it's the list of if you hear this, you need to discern. So I'm just going to read some of the highlights from his article, because we don't have time for everything. So if the teaching sounds strange, you need to discern. Sound teaching should make biblical sense for those who have read the Bible, go to church every Sunday, and have gone to Sunday school for decades. As the initial question, the lifetime Christian should wonder, have I never heard anything like this before? Why is that? Well, you need to discern. Second thing, does it sound too good to be true? Not in the next life, mind you, but in this life here on earth. God's promises of never failing material well-being or relational ease or emotional tranquility that a pastor may say or somebody may say are not to be trusted. We're not talking about God's promises here. We're talking about man's promises. The pastor says something is too good to be true and tries to promise you never failing material well-being, wealth, relational ease, or emotional tranquility. You need to discern. De Young questions, does it involve trinkets or relics? You need to discern. Do angels or seed money play a major role in the teaching? You need to discern. Does it feature prominently a word like code, like the Bible code or Da Vinci code or Omega code? You need to discern. Does it promote an unmediated approach to spirituality? Mysticism in its technical sense can be defined as an approach to God apart from mediation. False spirituality tries to foster intimacy with God that does not go through the mediated revelation of Scripture and does not lead one to the mediation of Christ on the cross. You need to discern. Does the false teaching traffic in under-defined or ill-defined terms and slogans? Like, for example, liberalism starts with an inattention towards. You need to discern. Does the teaching neglect the need for repentance? You need to be, you know, aware of the feel-good invitation for everyone to come to the church that has wide open arms. You know, it's like those are the ones who teach Jesus is only all about love, nothing about sin, nothing about repentance. You need to discern. So mature Christians who do not cast a critical eye, last one. Does the teaching fit with the Bible's storyline of sin and salvation? Seriously, how can a holy God dwell in the midst of unholy people? So people, you need to discern. So mature Christians do not cast a critical eye on everyone and everything. I hear his breath different from them. But they are discerning and they are careful. Bottom line here, folks, you need to guard your heart, guard your home, guard God's good deposit on you. So how do we develop these skills? How do you develop discernment? Well, Brad Weatherall lists four ways we can grow in discernment. And I really, really, really like what Weatherall has to say. So we've already talked about in order to be rapture ready, we need to develop our maturity in Christ. It's essential. But as you grow in your faith, you need to be able to discern those who you listen to. Whose books will you read for teaching and encouragement? Whose blogs and podcasts will you subscribe to? Whose Bible study material will you use in your small groups? Whose preaching will you sit under? This is so critical, and that's what we're talking about. You need to discern. So we've already briefly defined discernment and the challenges. We've talked about De Young's list of tests, and you may think this is really more about a man versus God thing, and, well, it is. As we have to please God, we have to listen to God, and we have to listen to his word. Not rely on man's interpretation, which can guide you against the Lord into complacency. And we've talked about complacency in the past, at the least. And worst case, it can lead you into false teachings or even the unimaginable. And I'm not even going to go there. Let's leave it at false teachings if you don't discern. So, in fact, throughout Weatherall's discussion, he relies much more on scriptural warnings. So Let's give a listen. As an example, the disciple John's concern for the readers of 1 John chapter 4, verse 6, verses 1 through 6, rather, is that they should be careful of who influences them when it comes to a spiritual teaching. He says, we need to know what's true and what's false. Discernment. So in this passage, John instructs us in four ways that we can grow in discernment. One, we need to realize that there are false teachers. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. John's first point is simple. Don't believe everything you hear. There are people in this world claiming to teach truth, to speak by the power of the Spirit of God, who are actually teaching lies. And there really are many. Jesus said this would happen, and he gave two particular warnings regarding false teachers. While false teachers often appear harmless, their intent is malicious. They are of the devil. Remember that. So in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, Jesus says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. So try and picture what Jesus is saying. A false teacher dresses the part. He says many of the right things and acts in the right ways. But as he creeps into a position of influence, he's coming to destroy people by leading them away from the truth. While false teachers may appear to be successful, their work is destructive. Jesus also warns us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 11, that many false prophets will arise and lead many people astray. So this should give you pause anytime you're tempted to think that the size of the following that a pastor or church may have validates the goodness of a teacher. It does not. It's possible that for someone to be famous, well-educated, a New York Times bestseller, have the coveted blue check mark next to their name on Twitter, and use that fame to lead people away from the truth and away from Christ. So the second test by Weatherall is you need to put all teachers to the test. Again, John continues in his scripture and says, in chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. And John gives us two questions to ask about every teacher who claims to speak God's truth. Do they teach about Jesus? 1 John chapter 4, verse 2 goes on saying, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. Someone who won't tell you about Jesus is not speaking the truth about God. Jesus is the only way to really know God. So if you want to know the truth about God, then you need to know about Jesus. John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus said. No one comes to the Father but through me. Next question. Do they teach about Jesus' saving work? 1 John chapter 4, verse 2 continues, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Now, central to John's letter and central to Christianity is not only the teaching that John came, but why he came. And he lays it out for us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. God sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation, rather. A propitiation is a sacrifice that takes away wrath. Because of our sin, we deserve to face wrath, the just, which is the just God, punishment of God. But in his grace, God sent his Son to suffer in our place at the cross and take our wrath upon himself on the cross in order for Jesus to take the sins of human beings upon himself. And it was necessary for him to actually become a human to do that. So he came in the flesh to dwell on earth. When John says that true teachers confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, he means that they confess that Jesus Christ came to die and bear the wrath we deserved. They proclaim the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross has always been controversial. It's the glaring declaration that you and I are sinners, making it undeniably clear that God takes sin seriously. God is not just about love. He takes sin seriously. And there are always people who are going to try and deny these truths. But anyone who diminishes, denies, or despises the cross is ripped out of the heart of our faith. So please, as John implores, put all teachers to the test. Do they speak about Jesus? Do they speak about Jesus' saving work at the cross? If they don't believe a word they say. Third thing, ask God for help. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, John says, you're from God and you have already overcome false teachers. They have no power over you. But how is that possible if you're going to a church that does that? Well, remember, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 says, little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. If you have Christ in you, you have more power to withstand the words that are coming from a false teacher. In John 16, verse 13, Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth. And he said that when he comes, when the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. This is just one of the things the Holy Spirit does in our lives. Well, you know, we're in a position where we need to be discerning and we need to put teaching to the test all the time. And people, don't ever question how you know, because God is at our side every minute of every day to guide and to help you. So a simple but profoundly important way to grow in discernment is ask the Spirit for help. God delights in answering that kind of question. So number four, listen to the Word. The Spirit of God always helps us discern the truth of God through the Word of God. That's Scripture interpreting Scripture. And in 1 John chapter 4, verses 5 and 6, John distinguishes the false teachers from himself and even the other apostles. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us, the disciples. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. He says that false teachers are from the world, but he and the other apostles of Jesus are from God. So like the prophets of the Old Testament, the apostles of the New Testament were uniquely empowered by God to speak God's word. So when John says we are from God, whoever knows God listens to us, the application for us is to listen to the words of the apostles in our Bible. If we're going to grow in discernment, we need to steep ourselves in the scripture. So this is how you can grow in discernment. Realize there's false teachers. Put all teachers to the test. Let me repeat that. Put all teachers to the test. Ask God for help and listen to the word. Now, the most important thing to me is always asking for God's help in prayer. We discussed this last week in our broadcast on reading versus studying the Bible. Pray, pray, pray each time before you open the Bible. The Lord will open your heart, your eyes, and your mind to what he and only he wants to reveal to you, not what man might say. And as always, if you need help in this or any other matter related to discernment, or for that matter, anything we've discussed in our shows or on any other matter which you may be having difficulty, please contact us at info@knowingchrist.com, and I'll get right back to you. So that brings us to the end of our show. I hope you got a better understanding of what discernment is, how you can help discern false teachings, false presentations, and how important discernment is to the Christian right now. If you are presented with fluff and not fluff from man and not the meat of God's word. If you're presented with slight twisting and manipulation of God's word and only man's interpretation, you need to discern. So many things in our life, especially now here in 2021, we need to discern. And if you have to think about the old Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck, play on things as you're approaching Christianity, where, you know, you need to discern keeps running through your head, do it, because you need to discern. It's all part of wearing the full armor of God. So anyway, for more information or to contact us, please email me at info@knowingchrist.com. I encourage you to visit our Facebook page and like us in order to stay abreast of our announcements. I also have a ministry page on MeWe under the same name, Knowing Christ Ministries. And I also encourage you to follow us directly on Blog Talk Radio so that you're notified of each new broadcast as well. Blog Talk has a full archive of our shows from 10 years now, so I encourage you to take the time to review our full listing. And if a title or series looks like something the Lord is leading you to at any given time, give a listen. So until next time, this is Dr. Danielle West reminding you it's not what you know, but who you know. For Knowing Christ Ministries, I wish you a blessed day. Thank you so much for listening to us today. Godspeed.